And so I want you to turn tonight to Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And I want to preach from the exhortation that Paul gave us concerning our Christian race. And he encourages, and I think about him and think what a fight this brother put up. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For this is the will of God, come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itched years, and they shall turn their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearance. What a great letter that the Apostle Paul wrote, and it is believed that he was fixing to go to the chopping block, and he has come to finish his ministry, and he exhorts to all, not just Timothy, but to all of us today. What a letter that we have to look at. Man that fought in about every city that he went into, every place, he had a fight and he preached the word, but God gave him victory in the places where that he exhorted and preached and stood firm and held the truth. And he established some folks in the truth of God, or he gave that which they could be established by. And I thank God for this brother. He has credit for about 14 books of the New Testament. And a brother that's able to write to you and I and to exhort us and counsel us, run a good race, fight a good fight, finish the course that you are running for the Lord, which is to tell you and I, we'll meet oppositions in all our Christian life and where we go. You'll never go to a place but what the devil will always show up, and some person that he'll work through to hinder the sowing of the seed of God. But we must be faithful and fight a good fight. We must stand firm and true with God, as our brother has stood in fighting the fight that he fought for the Lord. And so he won many a soul to God, and he expected a crown at the end of his life journey, not only for him, but all that love the Lord and love his appearance. And so we tonight love God, and we must fight a good fight, run our race, stay on course with the Lord, regardless what comes or go. You know, and I know, that we're going to meet some storms of life wherever we go, there's going to be tests, there's going to be trials, going to be down settings, and lots of hindrance to things that you want to do. Many, many things will discourage you and invite your delay. But hold on to God. He sees what we're going through. Look at old David of old. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, thou art with me. God will be with us. He'll help us as he has helped Paul, as he helped Peter, John, those brothers. God was with them, brothers, and they fought a good fight for the Lord. And they give us a good testimony. And it's encouraging to read those brothers and what they went through. And so you and I need to be faithful to God, run a good race, fight a good fight, and God will bless us as we're doing so. Now we need to be tempered in our race for the Lord. And the Bible tells us how to do that. The Apostle Paul wrote to us in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And he planted it towards us as if he was talking about the athletes. And he said to us in the 14th verse, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one received the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the masters is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a crumple, a crown, but we an incorruptible. Therefore, so run, not as one that beateth the air. Now, athletes that runs in these races, they put weights on their legs and they run with those weights. What do they do that for? They're building up their muscles, making themselves strong. I remember when I read this, when I was growing up, I always was proud to see the warm weather come after a long winter, that I could pull off my shoes and run. And so it made me feel like my feet was so light and I could really run. And whenever that these athletes take those weights off, it makes them, they've built up and they're strong and they can run better. Now, they tempered themselves. And so you and I, in the cares of life, troubles of life that comes on you and I, you remember there are weights that puts on you. And you must be willing through all of those weights to be tempered and allow God to temper you for your race, because you're in a race for heaven and you want to win and you want to be a winner. At the end of life's way, whenever God calls and you have to answer and you lay this whole frame down, thank God you can receive a crown because you run a good race for the Lord. But you got to endure some things as we go along, right? Paul told them in Hebrew, I believe it was, said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easy beset you. Now there's some weights that easy beset you. And it's a test and it's a trial. You see, those Jews, what their weight was unbelief. We must run our race with faith that we that God's going to see us through no matter what. and never let somebody tell you and discourage you about your Christian life, because the devil will plant people in your path to discourage you and to hinder you. But keep your eye on God and run the race, and God will bless you as you keep running your race. Stay tempered no matter what, come or go. Whatever the devil throws at you, lay it aside. Hold faith in God. You know, Paul, whenever he is talking to him in Ephesians, he told him, put on the whole armor of God. But one thing in that whole armor that he pushed out front was the shield of faith. We got to hold the faith, and with it, we quench all the fiery darts of wicked while we're running our race for God. So hold on, church. Live a good life. Stay steadfast. Stay in your place and work, and God will bless you to help you get home. Thank the Lord. And God is a good God, is he not? Yes, he is. And thank the Lord, he wants us to come home to him, and we want to go home to him, and so we must run a good race to get there. Over in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul again, talking to us in the 8th verse, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, you know that Paul sat at Gamaliel's feet and was taught about the law, and he believed it in so strong until he was willing to persecute, put people to death, and all of those things. And he stood among the Pharisees and the Sadducees as an outstanding man. But when God brought him down in the book of the 9th chapter of Acts, and that light shined from heaven, and God lifted the scales from his eyes, and Paul then began to study and search and see the things that God was telling him. And he got on his way. And what did he do? Everything else that he'd ever gained did not mean anything to him. Folks, whenever we get saved and start for heaven, there's one thing we've got to do. We've got to count the cost. We've got to be willing, pay the price, give up whatever we have to give up in this life, and set it to our seal that we intend to see what the end of a Christian life is, that we're not going to be persuaded, carried to and fro here and there, that we're determined to run a good race for God and to be a winner. I never did want to be on the losing side. Whenever I went in sales service, I told the boss man, I said, I don't want to be just a scale here off of somebody else. I want to be the top notch. And I went after it with all my heart. And I want to tell you, whenever you live for God, you need to put your whole heart into it and give it your best and be faithful to God and hold your place. And whenever the devil is trying to root you out, turn tear you down and destruct you and cause you to doubt. Brother, sister, get away somewhere and kneel and pray and talk to God and hold on. Whatever you have to pay, I'd rather give up in this life. God will give you more than anything you ever give up. He'll bless you. His kingdom is greater than this world, and the church is greater than anything in this world. And so the biggest price has been paid for our soul. Jesus went through all that he went through to save us and to redeem us and to get us to heaven. And folks, you need to hold to God. Stay in there and hold steadfast. Pray like you never prayed before. Read your Bible and hold to God's unchanging hand. No matter what the devil wants to do with you, say no, 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 no. I intend to finish my race with God. My hands are folded. I get my last breath. I want to see when this world's going out from under me, I want to see that one coming in view. And I want my faith to be in the Lord, rich and firm. He said in the 9th verse, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, faith is what our patriarchs put their trust in. Whenever we read the 11th chapter of Hebrew, what do we find? We find a hero chapter. We find even Moses that was in line for the kingship down in Egypt. What did he do? He counted it as nothing. When Abraham was called on, take his son, give an offering, Abraham didn't hold back. He went, took his son, and how close that was to think of such a cause. What a test was put on him, but he went through and he took it by faith, and God brought him through. God brought Moses through. He brought Noah through. And God, whenever we look back on those testes and see what Noah did by faith, what Abraham done, what Moses done, and what all our patriarchs have done because they held faith in God. Brother, sister, faith is your shield. And whenever the devil's after you and you're running your Christian life, running your race, trying to get to heaven, no matter how many doubts of darts the devil's throwing at you, what comes across your pathway, how charming it might be, forget it all and say, let the world go. I'm going to go on with Jesus. I'm wanting to make heaven my home. Stay with God and he'll stay with you. Yes, he will. Devil come along and he'll try to discourage you about your church, about the pastor, about evangelists, about preaching. Just anything he can jump on you about, he'll do it. He's the ugliest thing you ever laid your eyes on whenever you get saved and see what he's like. But keep your eyes on Jesus. And if you'll keep your eyes on him, God will greatly bless you. He sure will. You know what Paul said in the 14th verse? He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, you know what your mark is and your goal. You got to set goal. And folks, we need to be faithful, don't we? Just as Paul was faithful to run in that race and to endure whatever the trial, the test was. He was determined to hold to God and to see what the end of it was. Now it costed him. He got beat up a lot of times. And time he was left for dead. But he got up, he went preaching again and telling the people of the truth. And God was helping him to win souls. And people got disturbed where he preached. Now, brother, sister, if these men, God helped them, God will help you and I. Will he not? He'll be with you whenever you're threatened, when the storms are blowing on your pathway, when it seems like everything, every way you turn, that nothing is going right. Hold on. Hold up the shield of faith, because God will see you through. Yes, he will. Hold on, brother, sister. Don't be discouraged. It may be you in this building tonight. You're discouraged. And you say, well, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Don't let the devil tell you no such thing. Jesus proved it on the cross of Calvary that he loved us. Nobody ever went through what he went through for you nor me. Brother, he went through the storm. He went through the crucifixion. He went through death for me and you. Hold on to God. Fight the good fight. God will bless you no matter what the devil does. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. So we need to hold on to him. Paul had set it for a mark in his life. I want to achieve this. I want to see and know the Lord. And I want to know him better. He says in the 10th verse, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfort unto his death. Paul wanted to know the Lord. And through all the suffering, through all the trial, whatever it was, we need to know there's an experience in our Christian life. Is there not? Every time that a storm blows in your life, it's an experience. And you can know the Lord better through suffering with him and trials with him. What? He'll enrich in your faith. He'll let you know, I was right there with you. I helped you through it. And it gives you courage. When the next storm comes along, you can look back on that and say, well, God was with me in that. He'll be with me in this one. He'll carry me through. So hold on to God, folks. Don't let the devil out-talk you. Hold on. Hold your place. Paul told Ephesian church in the 2nd chapter, he said, don't give his place unto the devil. He'd like to root you up. He'd like to carry you away. But if you'll stay put, hold the faith, there ain't a thing in the world the devil can do with you. You can overcome him. Yes, you can. We need to be established, do we not? To run a good race for the Lord. Thank God. The Apostle Paul was willing to fight this fight. And he says in the 15th verse, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Let us run the race together. Let's walk together as children of God. Let us hold to one another. Did you know brother or sister can embrace you? They can encourage you? Yes, they can. Whenever I get discouraged, I crave to get up with a good brother somewhere and just sit down and talk a while. And whenever I leave, I feel better because we went over some things and have got some encouragement. And that's what God wants us to do. Run this race. We're not in this race by ourselves. We're all going the same way, right? We're traveling the road that Paul traveled and Peter traveled, James traveled. We're all going the same road, and we need to brace one another, help one another as we go along. And when you get down and discouraged, don't be ashamed to ask for help. Don't be ashamed to call on a brother or sister and ask them to pray with you and help you and comfort you. That's what we're for, to embrace one another and help one another in our Christian life. You remember the brothers, sisters, whenever they had been down in captivity in Babylon, they'd lost their way to the church. And the Bible said in Jeremiah the 50th chapter, with their faces hinder, they ask their way design. Sometimes people get in a valley of confusion. Joel spoke of it in the 3rd chapter, Joel. Many multitudes in a valley of decision. People sometimes get to trying to make a decision. You need, if you're in confusion about the decision you're trying to make, begin to ask. Ask your way about the church. Ask your way about the counseling that God gives, about the instruction of the Word of God with problems, heartaches, whatever you're in a decision about. If it's in the midst of confusion, ask God and ask the people of God that you know are walking with God by faith. Don't try to take the devil on alone. Always bring Jesus with you and ask him to help you to overcome any obstacle that you have. And ask brother or sister to embrace you in your Christian life, because we need one another, brother or sister, and we need to walk together in our Christian life. Yes, we do. I don't care how big you think you are, how much you know. You may not know as much as you think you do when you get in trouble, right? And I've heard brothers say, well, I've seen a time when I couldn't seem like get a hold of a scripture. I couldn't think straight. Well, you need some help. You need some help. It ain't no disgrace to ask one another for help. Ask one another to pray with you. Be encouraged, church. If I come back again, I still want to find you running a good race. I want to see you still going on with Jesus. Now, in this trip, I've missed a lot of people. I know Connor Vice is out here and a lot of things are going on. And I've missed a lot of people from this congregation. But I want you to stay faithful. I want you to hold to God's unchanging hand. Stand by your pastor. Uphold his hands. You know, when Moses got in the battle and the battle got hot, when his hands went down, the enemy proceeded. But when Hus and Josue went over, they held up his hands, the battle went forwards. And they got tarred. They put some stones in under his hand. And the battle kept going forth. We need to hold one another's hands up and be a brother, be a sister in the family of God. Because, folks, it's a terrible thing to start and to look back. Look what happened to Lot's wife. Whenever she turned back, she turned to a pillar of salt. Look at those who lost out with God in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. They trampled the blood of Christ and under their feet. They crucified him. They put him to an open shame. Same as saying to the world out here, ain't nothing to it. But brother, sister, after we've tasted the good things of God, we need to hold on when the devil's testing us. Keep on for God. He loves you and he cares about you. He cares about me. Yeah, he does. Thank God tonight. Verse 19, he said, who in his destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mine earthly things. What was he talking about? He was talking about folks got right in among the saints of God that I was doing nothing but just be an enemy of the cross of Christ. Sometimes the devil sends people in right among us. We're proud to see people come. We want them to come. But when they sit and then stay with us, next thing you know, they're being a wolf in sheep clothing. And we're discouraged. And things comes up that we don't want to come up. Next thing you know, some getting off board, going here and there. Brother, that hurts. That hurts. Paul talked to the church about his experience, encouraged the church, and then he comes down to this part of it, and he shows the church that he can get right among you and be among you, but stay put. Stay right in there with God. It cost you some friendship sometime. It'll cost you people maybe that you think, well, you know, they're my best friend. And sometimes you find out they ain't been as good a friend as you thought. And that's very discouraging. But keep on, keep on. God will bless you and help you.